Repatriation, or the return of looted art, is a hot topic in the museum world. Art has been famously stolen for generations, thanks to imperialism, colonialism, and war. Since in war, as the old saying goes, to the victor go the spoils. Probably the most famous example of large-scale looting took place under Napoleon, who saw himself and his followers as political successors of Rome, and thus considered himself as the only rightful audience for the art and objects they looted. One argument against repatriation is that if the artifact is shown in a famous museum, more people will be able to see and appreciate it. This will also encourage more scholarly and professional exchange. Another argument is that it's very difficult to apply current cultural property laws to art which was created thousands of years ago. On the other hand, one of the biggest arguments for repatriation is that it's unethical and that the big metropolitan museums were founded largely in part as repositories of stolen art. These museums are also located far away from the cultures the art was stolen from, and thus the original people and their descendants have no chance to view their own artwork. Some famous artifacts that people want to see returned to their home countries include the Rosetta Stone, which Egypt is currently seeking repatriation of from the British Museum. India, too, is seeking the return of artifacts from the UK, most notably of which is the priceless Koh-i-Noor diamond, one of the largest cut diamonds in the world.